The next coach on the teleconference is Northwestern's Pat Fitzgerald. Northwestern visits Iowa on Saturday, a 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time kickoff on Fox. Coach, thank you for joining us today. Would you like to make an opening statement or go straight to questions today?
Can we just go straight to questions, please?
It goes now.
To ask a question, please press star 1 on your telephone keypad. As a reminder, there are no questions in the queue. Following two prompts, we will conclude that coach's portion of the call. Your first question is from Andy Seligman, Associated Press.
Hi, Pat.
Hi, Andy. How are you?
Good, you?
Great. Thanks, buddy.
If someone had told you at the beginning of the year that you would lose your top running back, lose three games in a row, and not win a non-conference game, but still be, you know, in the running for a division championship, what would you have said to that?
Well, I would say that our guys would be pretty resilient, that they've battled through adversity, and there's no way in the world I could have predicted that.
Is this one of the stranger seasons that you've had?
Yeah, it's been a really unique year. You know, from starting off with a Big Ten game on the road, in a great atmosphere against a great opponent, and having our quarterback really limited for the first month from a medical standpoint, to then losing our top running back and really having three of our top running backs out most of the year. It's been a unique challenge. We had three old linemen out for a couple of weeks also. So we, you know, our kids have dealt with a lot of adversity. I'm very proud of them. We haven't pouted. We haven't used it as excuses. I think they've really grinded to work to get better you know, we know what we have in front of us, and the biggest challenge for us is us. We've got to just keep working hard to get better. We know we're going to play great opponents moving forward. We know we're going to get their best shots. We've just got to keep getting better.
Once again, if you have a question, simply press star, then the number 1. Your next question is from Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com.
Hey, Pat, I know. Obviously, you lost a couple of defensive backs in the Notre Dame game. How much of this week is just developing that group and the depth back there for Iowa?
Well, Adam, we, you know, just like, I don't know if you're listening to my last answer, it's that's kind of been the theme for us all year. You know, next man up. Next guy's got to step up, and we've got to help him as coaches. You know, like I said, I think our offensive staff, I know our stats aren't where we want them to be, but I really don't care. We've had to find a way to squeeze every ounce of juice out of this group. And, you know, I think the staff's done a good job sticking together and giving our guys a plan to find a way to win. And now the challenge is obviously on our defense. So, you know, I think we've got some pretty solid competitive depth. I think our guys are hungry to play and hungry to compete and help our team. And we've just got to do a great job coaching them. So huge challenge for us this week in Kinnick. We're playing an outstanding team, and Kirk and his staff do a fabulous job. So just hopefully we'll just keep getting better here. We had a good day today. Hopefully we'll get better tomorrow.
You mentioned you know, Clayton having to deal with the injury early in the year. I mean, His games are numbered here as far as his career there. How important, you know, and how much do you wish want to see him finish the year strong just for his final games there at Northwestern?
Yeah, Adam, I just want him to have fun. You know, I told him today to go home and take a nap. You know, he's only taking one class, so he's grinding. And, you know, I went down to grab some stuff out of my locker yesterday downstairs here in the Walter Athletic Center, and there he is grinding, and I just looked at him like, dude, you gotta get home and get some rest. I mean, he's a pro. He's going to play this game for a long time, and I'm just so thankful for my time with him, and he's got obviously three chapters left of his regular season book, and you know, hopefully some more beyond that. But he's a special young man and just a joy and a privilege to coach. I hope he just has fun and enjoys the ride. If he has the finish that I hope he does, you know, he goes up on the Mount Rushmore quarterbacks here, no matter what happens, but, you know, at a pretty high level. And we've had some pretty darn good ones here. So look forward to him just having fun and enjoying the end of the ride here.
Okay, thanks.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star 1. You have a follow-up from Andy Seligman, Associated Press.
Yeah, Pat, does anything about the way the division races have played out so far surprise you at all?
About our divisional race?
Both divisions.
You know, I haven't paid a whole lot of attention to anybody besides ourselves and then who we have coming up. I wish I had the time to really dive deep into it and know the ins and outs of everything. You know, I know on our side, you know, to get off to a fast start we thought was really important with that game at Purdue. And then, you know, to come back into Big Ten play after some adversity, you know, against, you know, the Wolverines was a huge challenge. There's no doubt about that. They're an outstanding football team. So I can't say I put a whole lot of investigation into the way the races have gone. And these next 3 weeks are going to determine everything anyway. So, I mean, I'm a fan first. If I didn't have a whistle around my neck this week, I'd be fired up for the games here these next 3 weeks and get ready to get my tailgate on and have some fun.
All right, thanks.
Yeah, appreciate you, man.
Again, if you have a question, simply press star one.
Coach, thank you for your time, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Okay, appreciate it. Thanks a lot. Go Cats. Bye-bye.